It's good. It's an honor, obviously. I work hard for it every single week with my line mates and the rest of my team, so I'm not really too worried about it. It's just something on the side, but I was happy to get a win in BC with the guys.
What are you looking forward to this weekend against Ohio State?
Just testing our ability now. We're getting into conference play, and Ohio State's a great team this year. They're having a heck of a year, and really testing our ability here and seeing if we can be consistent.
If I can go back to your award, your coach told our vast radio audience last weekend that he thought you were playing your best hockey of your career. How does that fit into what you're thinking?
Well, it helps that my linemates are playing well, too, and we got some chemistry between the guys, so I'm just trying to get to the right areas, and they're always feeding me in the right spot. So when they play well, they make me look good, so it's definitely not individual effort. It's all around.
So what are you doing different?
Just getting to the front of that, like my coach always wants me to do, and trying to get more shots on that.
Are you getting more scoring chances this year than years past?
Yeah, definitely, just because I'm getting away from the habit of just staying in the perimeter. Whenever the D have the puck or it's in the corner, I'm trying to stay either in the soft areas or right in front, so hopefully it hits off me or I get a rebound. So that's what I'm trying to do more.
Where is this team entering Big Ten playing? Where does it need to be?
Right now everyone's equal. Everyone's having their good starts with non-conference play. It's up for grabs right now. It's just who can start off the conference play right and on the right foot and just stay consistent throughout all the games.
Have you kept an eye on Ohio State?
Sorry?
I have seniority over here. Have you paid any attention to Ohio State? You know, we've been in non-conference for so long. Got any inkling on what they're going to be like?
I just know they're great off the rush. They have great offensive ability. They can shut down defensive in their defensive zone. So, I mean, they're a great team overall, and we just got to be confident in our ability and stick to what we do right, and I think we'll like our results.
Has it been tough changing up the lines a little bit, or has that just kind of been business as usual, being with new centers kind of every other week? I know they're trying to find a good offense, or is that just kind of been a normal thing right now in practice? You're used to being a D1 athlete.
Yeah, that's just how it goes sometimes during the seasons. You just got to find the right lines for the end of the year because, you know, you try whatever you want during the year, but at the end you need to know who plays good with who. So right now you're just playing with whoever and just bring your strengths to the table and trust the people around you, and that's all you have to worry about.
It's kind of been a tale of two nights the past few weeks where Friday has been lost and Saturday come back to it. What does this team need to do to have a better Friday night?
I think just winning the third periods. We've come out strong two periods in a row. A lot of Fridays, and the third one we just give away, and it's just being mentally strong there. It's not that we're playing bad hockey on Fridays, it's just that we can't finish it off all 60 minutes, or if it takes longer to go into OT. We just got to stick to what we're good at and look at games like North Dakota on Saturday or BC on Saturday and find out what we did right there and bring that to every Friday night.
Is there a different mindset from Friday to Saturday?
I mean, when you lose Friday, you definitely, there's no excuse. You got to go out there and win Saturday. But then when you win Friday, you want to get the sweep Saturday. So there's always a winning mindset on Saturday, whether you win or lose. But you want to try to get that win Friday night and just push for that sweep.
Last year, Eric Schierhorn was Mr. Steady, Mr. Consistency. Not so much this year. What have you guys talked about with him in the room during his up and down swings?
I mean, goalies have a different mindset there. They just kind of have to worry about themselves and getting them ready for the game. I trust Eric day in and day out. It happens to goalies sometimes when you have shaky games, and I'm not blaming him at all. It has to do with us too, leaving him out to dry sometimes. He's a great goaltender, one of the best in the league, and I trust him throughout the season. I know he'll be there in the end.
5-on-5 production has gone up just this last weekend, 7 of the 8 goals in the weekend coming even strength. What was the key to having that stat go up?
We're trying to limit our turnovers on the blue lines, and then once we don't have a play, make sure we get in deep and stay on the forecheck and make sure we stay on top of pucks, use our D, get to the front of the net, and just push in front of the net and hopefully rip home a rebound or just doing the little things. I mean, you can't really just win off the power play, so being a good 5-on-5 team is very important. I think that's one of our main aspects we're trying to improve on day in and day out.
Looked like the team was handing out some awards there at the end of practice. So you guys kind of moving on from non-conference into conference?
Yeah, the awards just for, like, first goals. And Clues had the hat trick last week, and so that was great for him. So we just always do that for people's first goals, or Clues got a hat trick like that. So that's what those awards were about.